You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello there, David Nason here. I hope you are doing well. Today I wanted to give you a quick demo of how to use text replacements or typing shortcuts on both iOS and macOS. Text replacements are a really handy feature for speeding up your typing, helping you type out regular words or phrases or even, you know, full-on sentences that you want to type more quickly. You can type as little as two characters as your shortcut, and then you hit space or punctuation, like a full stop or a comma, and it will expand out into the word or phrase that you have set. So it's really handy. There's probably three key ways which I use it. One would be for kind of longer sentences that I need to type semi-regularly. So, for example, directions to my house if a friend is coming over, or a taxi driver or a delivery person, that kind of thing. Rather than having to type out those directions each time I'm in that situation, I have a shortcut set up. So I type DIR1 and I hit space and it will turn into those directions. I have one that's DIR2 as well, which is a more detailed version of those directions. I also use it then, number two, for kind of regular words and phrases that I might use when I'm texting people or emailing. So I borrow some of these from Contracted Braille, others I have made up myself. So things like YD for yesterday, TM for tomorrow, TAFN for this afternoon, that kind of thing. Also, it can be useful for, say, your email address. So I type GML and hit space, and it will turn into my Gmail address. So if I'm filling in a form, rather than having to type it all out. So really handy for those kind of day-to-day words and phrases that you might use. The third way I use it, and I love to use, is for emojis. So if I want to type an emoji, instead of having to open the emoji keyboard, hunt for the one I want, or do a search for the one I want, or type words and hope it pops up on the suggestions toolbar, what I can just do is type out my shortcuts without even having to really think about it anymore. So if I want to type a smiling face, I go ESF and hit spacebar, and it turns into the smiling face emoji. Or I can type ETU space, and it'll turn into the thumbs up emoji. If I want to say cheers to somebody, or we're going out or something, and I want to do clinking beer mugs, I go ECBM space, and it'll turn into the clinking beer mugs emoji. So I use E for emoji, and then a kind of a code that I can remember for what that shortcut is. I sometimes do use words too, so E balloon will turn into balloon emoji. So that kind of thing. So I find this a really useful way to use text replacements to make my emoji typing that little bit easier. So how do we set these up? We're going to go over to the Settings app.
Settings, active, set, Wi-Fi, SKY set, personal hotspot, off.
And then we are looking for General.
Battery, VPN, General, button.
There we go.
General, heading.
And then we're looking for Keyboard. It's about two-thirds of the way down if you want to scroll or explore, or you can swipe down to it.
Apple Care and AirDrop, AirPlay, Picture, CarPlay, Autofill, Background, Date and Time, Dictionary, Fonts, Keyboard, Button.
There it is.
Keyboards, 2, Button.
And then we're looking for a button called Text Replacement, and it is near the top, so just one or two swipes will get you there.
Text Replacement, Button.
There we go, so I'm going to select.
Section Index, Adjustable.
And we're now in the text replacement screen. So what we're presented with here is an alphabetical list of all of the text replacements I've already created. I've got dozens of them, so there's loads here. For you, if you haven't done this before, of course, this will be blank or close enough. From memory, I believe Apple do preload one or two of these. But for me, like I say, I've got loads of them. So if I tap here.
Afternoon.
Got AFN for afternoon.
AG, again.
AG for again. For example, I could also use the scroll bar on the right to go down through the list alphabetically.
AGD, again. Section index, adjustable. B, C, D, E, selected.
And we go to E and we'll find some of the emoji ones I've created.
ACB, chocolate bar emoji.
ECB for chocolate bar.
ACB, clinking beer mugs emoji.
There's the clinking beer mugs one I mentioned. So again, I can go through all of these. If I wanted to edit one of these, I just double tap and it will open up the next screen and I can edit it. Or if I want to delete it, I would swipe up or down here, and because it's in the actions menu.
Delete.
There we go. So I could double tap now to delete it. Now to create a new one, we're going to look for the add button, which is in the very top right of the screen. So you could go to the heading at the top and swipe right, or you can explore and find the add button in the top of the screen.
Search. Add button. Add. Phrase. Text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start.
So we're now in the creation screen. The first text field is the phrase that you want to expand into or change into. So let's create one of our emoji ones. So I'm going to go to the emoji keyboard. So we're in a text field, we're in the phrase text field, and the keyboard is on screen. So I'm going to find the emoji button in the bottom left of the keyboard.
Emoji. Phrase. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
And now I'm going to find the emoji search option.
Man with a white cane. Search emoji. Text field.
There we go.
Insertion point at end.
We're coming into the summer, so I might be sending this one a bit. I'm going to look for the smiling face with sunglasses emoji. So I'm going to type the word sunglasses.
W. Whiskey. S. S. I. I. U. N. G. L. A. S. S. E. S.
Okay, I'm going to find that text field again.
Text field is editing. Clear text button.
I'm going to swipe right to the results.
Smiling face with sunglasses emoji.
There he is. I'm going to double tap. Kind of made a sound there, so let's just go and check the phrase text field again at the top.
Create a shortcut that will... Phrase text field is editing. Smiling face with sunglasses emoji. Character mode. Insertion point at end.
Perfect. So smiling face with sunglasses emoji is now my phrase. I'm going to swipe right from there to type in the shortcut that I want.
Shortcut. Optional. Text field. Emoji search hidden. Phrase. Shortcut. Text field. Is editing. Optional. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Why it says optional, I do not know, but this is where you type in the shortcut that will turn into your phrase. So again, I'm going to use my system, which is to type E for emoji.
E. Echo. E. D. S.
And I'm going to type
Sierra.
And then I'm going to type SFS for smiling face sunglasses.
S. D. F. F. D. S. S.
And let's check that.
Create a shortcut that will automatic. Shortcut. Text field. Is editing. F's. Character mode. Insertion. S. F. S. E. E. S. F. S.
Perfect.
Sierra.
So now, when I'm in any text field on my device, pretty much, I will be able to type E. S. F. S. Hit space, and it will turn into the smiling face with sunglasses emoji. What I need to do first, though, is save it. So in the top right corner, I'll find the save button.
Save button. Save. Keyboards. Back button.
And that is now saved, and I can use that shortcut. So that's how you create it on iOS. Now let us pop over to the Mac and have a look at how we do it there. Okay, here we are now on the Mac side, where the process is actually very similar to that on iOS. So we're going to open up System Settings, so VOM to jump to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple, about this, System Settings, ellipsis.
Select System Settings.
Budget.xl, System Window, Sidebar, Table, Row 3 expanded.
Now, on iOS, we found keyboard in under General, whereas on Mac, keyboard is its own top-level menu, so I'm actually going to hit the K to jump down to keyboard in the main sidebar.
Keyboard.
And then I'm going to go and interact with the keyboard scroll area.
Out of, sidebar, vertical, keyboard, scroll area, in keyboard.
And the button we're looking for, text replacements, is a bit further down in the menu here on Mac, so I'm going to use a heading that I can jump down to.
Heading, text input.
And that is text input, and then I'm going to VO right arrow a few times to get to the button.
Input source Irish. Edit button. Text replacements button.
There we go. Text replacements. Select that.
Three items. Table.
And we have a few items in here.
Add button.
We have the add button.
Remove. Dimmed button.
Remove.
Table.
Table.
Done.
And done. So this table is like on iOS, where we had a list of all of our existing text replacements that we've created. And the really nice thing here is that it is shared across all of your devices. So they sync across all of your devices. So all the ones I created on iOS will appear on my Mac. Anything I create on my Mac will appear on iOS. So the one we created earlier on iOS will be here in the table.
Table, in table.
So I'm going to interact with that table. I'm going to down a couple of times.
1A105, ab, ab.
There's our ACBY, for example, via right arrow to the other column.
With accessibility.
Replacing that with accessibility.
Replace, ab.
Go down a few more.
AFAG, AFN.
AFN, go right.
With afternoon.
Afternoon, so you get the idea. If I wanted to edit it, I could select it. Or if I wanted to delete it, as it's highlighted, I would now uninteract.
Out of table.
And via left arrow to the remove button.
Remove button.
And select that, and that would delete it. And as I say, it would delete it both on the Mac and on my iOS or any iPad that I have signed in on the same Apple ID. So your text replacements sync across all of your devices, which is a really nice feature. Now, if I wanted to create one from the Mac, I will VO left arrow again to the Add button.
Add button. Four items.
And select that. The screen, again, very similar to the one we had on iOS, although they have the text fields the other way around. So the first text field on the Mac side is the shortcut that you want to type in, and then the next field is what you want to replace it with, whereas on iOS you typed these in the other way around. So what we want to create is the phrase this evening, and then the shortcut I want to use is just the letters TE. So I'm going to type TE into the
selection
field,
replaced T,
and then I'm going to go via right arrow
with edit text,
and I'm going to type this evening. And let's just, via left arrow, make sure I typed both of those incorrectly.
With TE, contents selected.
TE, so that's TE.
With this evening, contents.
This evening, perfect. And then we're going to via right arrow to the Add button.
Cancel button. Add button. Add button.
And that one has now been created. I can now VO right to the Done button.
Remove table done button.
There we go. Select Done.
Text replacements.
And we are done. So I'm going to close this window.
Finder. Yep.
And I'm going to go to text edit to demonstrate these text replacements in action. And we're going to use both the one we created on iOS and the one we just created here on Mac, as well as maybe a couple of other ones that I already have created. So let's go into text edit.
QuickTime plot text edit. Text edit.
Let's say I'm going to use RU, so the letter R and the letter U, which I have turned into the words RU, A-R-E space Y-O-U. So RU coming to my house, and then we'll go this evening.
12 Point Helvetica, black.
T-E.
This evening. Evening.
And question mark, and it turned T-E turned into this evening. And then how about directions to my house? So we'll go with D, I, or 1.
Space. Space. T.
Question mark. And then we'll hit E, S, F, S, which was our
smiling face with sunglasses.
Smiling face suggested with sunglasses.
Correct S.
So now we'll go back and read the full text that I wrote.
Building on, are you coming? New line. Are you coming to my house this evening? Swing a right in entrance of Olkavar. I'm then in first apartment. Building on the left. Smiling face with sunglasses.
Perfect. So that turned RU into R letters into the words RU. It turned TE into this evening. It turned DI or 1 into the sentence giving directions to my house. And ESFS into the smiling face with sunglasses emoji. So we got all of those text replacements much quicker and easier to type using those. And I think where it's even more useful probably is on iOS, because the on-screen keyboard can be a little bit slower to type on. So having loads of these set up can be really useful, can really save you a lot of time and a lot of frustration. So I really recommend this feature, whether it's for common words, for phrases and sentences you need to type out fairly regularly. And like I said, I love using it for the emojis. So I hope you found this useful, and thanks a million. See you in the next one.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. Applevis, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.